Please rest your feet this morning. Raise your voice of thanksgiving and praise. Let's glorify the Father. Give him thanks. Glorify him and give him praise. Appreciate him and give him glory for the gift of life. Give him praise and give him glory. What a privilege to be alive and well in his presence this morning. Thank him and give him praise. Let him hear your voice of thanksgiving and praise. Father, we are grateful this morning again. Thank you for the gift of life. We slept and woke up because you sustained us. To you be the glory. We appreciate you. We glorify you. We thank you. To you be the praise. We glorify you. Father, we are grateful to you. Father, we appreciate you. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. We glorify you. We appreciate you. Thank him and give him praise for his faithfulness and his mercies. New again this morning, we glorify you. This will call to mind. Therefore, we have hope. It is of your mercies. We've not been consumed. Your compassions fail not. They are new. Every morning, great is your faithfulness. Glorify him. Appreciate him. Give him thanks. We are grateful to you, Father. We appreciate you. We glorify you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your faithfulness. New again this morning. We glorify you. We appreciate you. To you be the praise. To you be the glory. Thank him for the privilege to appear before him again this morning. Thank him and give him the glory. We appreciate you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. To you be the glory. Glory to your name and we give you praise. Thank him for his presence. Mighty in our midst again this morning. We glorify you. We appreciate you. Father, in the name of Jesus, to you be the glory. Thank you for your mighty presence, your wonderful presence in our midst this morning. Thank him for his word coming your way again this morning. Thank you for your word you are sending to me this morning. I give you glory. I give you praise. I appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Thank him for the encounters again this morning. As we behold him, we are changed from glory to glory. Appreciate him. Thank him for the encounters this morning. Glorify him and give him praise. Father, thank you because I have not come to seek you in vain. Thank you for the encounters this morning. I give you glory. I appreciate you. Blessed be your name, Father. To you be the glory. Blessed be your name, Father. Thank him for answers to our prayers this morning. As we call upon him, we are receiving answers. For every prayer I pray this morning, glorify him and appreciate him. We glorify you, Father. We thank you. Blessed be your name, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Let's invite the priest.
You are the mighty God. How excellent is your name. You are the mighty God. How excellent is your name. We call you glorious God. Glorious God. Glorious is your name. Almighty Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, now and forevermore. Almighty Father,
together for Jesus as you get seated. It's my year of breaking limits. Shortly we shall be rising up to say, Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. John 9:25, he answered and said, whether it be a sin or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, but now I see. In that scriptural light, let's be on our feet as we begin to pray, saying, Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our new converts a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Are you making that your intercession this morning? Lift up your voices. Say, Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, in the name of Jesus, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. You can make this intercession in your understanding and in the Holy Ghost also. Pray it in your understanding and in the Holy Ghost also. Say, Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Make that your intercession this morning. Father, give all our newcomers a testimony of once I was blind, now I can see, thereby establishing them in this church for life. Begin to appreciate Him for answers to our prayers. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you glory. We appreciate you from the depths of our heart for answering our prayers this morning. We lay it to heart to say thank you. We lay it to heart to give you praise. We appreciate you, O God. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Put your hands together for His glory as you get seated.
Shortly again, we'll be rising up to pray. This time we are saying, Father, let every contention of hell against the hungry revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season. A louder amen. Isaiah 63 and verse 4. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeem is come. Please, let's rise. Together, let's pray. Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession this morning. O Lord God, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the name of Jesus Christ. That is a heart cry this morning. Therefore, let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let your voice be registered in heaven this morning. Pray unto the Lord and pray with all fervency. O Lord God, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the name of Jesus Christ. Every contention of hell against the ongoing revival will be visited with divine vengeance that will result in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray with all of your heart this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice. Engage with all fervency. Our God and our King, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance that will result in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You can pray your understanding. You can pray in the language of the Spirit. But by all means, let your heart be involved. Let it be a heart-seated prayer this morning. Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance that will result in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the name of Jesus Christ. Our eyes are unto you, O Lord, this morning. Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every contention of hell, every machination of evil against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every contention of hell, against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pray with all fervency. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with the assurance of answer this morning. Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitudes all through this prophetic season in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray with all of your heart. Engage with all fervency. Engage in the Spirit. Engage in your understanding. Let the Lord hear your voice. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, resulting in the continuous influx of multitude all through this prophetic season in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it be Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give him thanks this morning. Jesus, we give you praise. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
Next, we are rising with this prayer line. Our Father, turn every winner into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping harvest of souls into the kingdom all through this prophetic season. Isaiah 41, verse 15, behold, I will make thee a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Please rise as we pray this morning. Our Father, turn every winner into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping harvest of souls into the kingdom all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, turn every winner into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping harvest of souls into the kingdom all through this prophetic season. This prayer is for you as well as every other winner across the nations of the world. We are calling on God, the God and the Lord of the harvest, to turn each and every one of us into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping harvest of souls. Effectiveness in reaping harvest of souls. Effectiveness in reaping harvest of souls into God's kingdom all through this prophetic season. Sense of God, let's pray this morning from the depth of our heart. Let's call on the God of all answers and all possibilities. Our Father and our God, our eyes are on you. Without you, we can do nothing. Turn us into sharp threshing instruments, sharp with teeth, reaping harvest of souls into your kingdom all through this prophetic season. Let every winner become a sharp threshing instrument. Let every winner become effectual and effective on the harvest field, reaping harvest of souls, multitudes of souls into the kingdom all through this prophetic season. Let God hear your voice some more. Pray in the spirit and pray in your understanding. Be fervent and pray with every zest in you. Our Father, in the name of Jesus and by the oppressions of the Holy Ghost, turn every winner into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping harvest of souls into your kingdom this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is written, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall become witnesses unto God, effective vessels in his hand in Jerusalem and to the uttermost part of the earth. Call on God to bring to pass his will. Call on God to make good his promise in the life of every winner. Our Father, turn every winner into a sharp threshing instrument. Into a sharp threshing instrument. Into a sharp threshing instrument for effectiveness in reaping harvest of souls into your kingdom all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, without God we can do nothing, but we can do all things through the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, call on him this morning. Call on the living God. Speak words of faith. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding. Let's cry out to him. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus Christ, cause every winner on the go to become sharp, to become effective, to become an instrument in your hand for reaping multitudes of harvest, multitudes of souls into your kingdom all through this prophetic season. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our God answers prayers when we pray. Pray some more this morning. Our Father, turn every winner into a sharp instrument in your hand for reaping harvest of souls all through this prophetic season. To the glory of your holy name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every winner become sharp in your hand. Let every winner become effective on the field. Let every winner become supernatural in the harvest field with harvest of souls beyond what we have ever seen all through this prophetic season. To the glory of your holy name, let's begin to give him thanks with outstretched arms. Let's glorify him. Express your confidence in him for answers to prayers. Our Father, we thank you. Our Father, we bless your name. Our Father, we glorify you for answers. This prayer is answered. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Next, we shall rise to pray, saying, Father, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8, paraphrase, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. This is our prayer line. Let's lift up our voices before the Lord to pray it from the depth of our heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we pray, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart. Our God has been doing it, is still doing it, and is going to complete it. Father, we call upon your name. We pray in the name of Jesus. Continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, in your name we pray. Continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Lift up your voice everywhere and let everyone hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Let everyone hear your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. In the name of Jesus, behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. This morning, standing upon this wall, we pray, Father, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, this is our heart cry. This is our heart desire. This is our heart cry this morning. We are lifting up our voices before the Lord, and we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Open doors in the cities, open doors in towns, open doors in villages, open doors of ordained laborers. We are calling for them this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Let everyone hear your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered. You can pray this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. Ensure you are engaging your faith, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our Father, we lift up our voices before you this morning, and we call upon your name. Continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church, even this year. In the name of Jesus, pray the more. Pray from the depth of your heart. Connect this prayer to heaven. Heaven must answer. Even today, we ask, O Lord, continue to grant open doors towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Open doors in the city. Open doors in town. Open doors in villages. Father, we are calling for open doors everywhere in the name of Jesus towards the full delivery of the church planting mandate in this church this year. Lift up your hands, wave it unto him, and give him thanks because he has answered again. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
In a moment, we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Can I hear the loudest amen? Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 27 says, for the Lord of hosts hath purposed, who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, who shall turn it back? Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered this morning. Father, let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Father, this is our heart cry. Let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Let this church record double its average attendance of 2019 before
This prophetic season is over. Someone lift up your voice as you pray. Let your voice ascend to heaven. Pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. Father, this is our heart's cry. Let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Father, we ask, oh Lord, let this church multiply minimum twice its average attendance for 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Father, Lord, you say we shall multiply us and we shall not be few. Lord, let that be our portion as a church. Let us experience minimum twice the average attendance of this church in 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, pray in the spirit, but by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. My Father and my God, this is our heart cry. Let this church be minimum twice. Let this church be minimum twice. Its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Father, you have purposed it. Only your hand can bring it to come to pass. We ask that you stretch forth your hand as you multiply us as a church. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. My Father and my God, let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019. Let this church be twice its average, minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Father, before this prophetic season is over, multiply us, O Lord. Lord, let this church be minimum double its average attendance of 2019. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. Pray in faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let this church be minimum twice its average attendance of 2019 before this prophetic season is over. Before this prophetic season is over, multiply us as a church. Multiply us on this mountain. Lord, let us experience increase on this mountain. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Now wave those hands in appreciation to God. Give him all the praise that is due to him alone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
Right now is time for personal supplication. We shall be going before the Lord, giving expression to our heart desires in prayer. As we do so, let's be guided by his word in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 12. The scripture says, then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will do what? That is God's promise to us this morning. As we pray unto him today, no matter what those desires might be, God will hearken unto you. Please rise upon your feet with this understanding, begin to speak to the Lord, and take advantage of this moment right now. What are those issues in your heart, in your life? Call upon him. Pray unto him. He has given us assurance he will hearken. Right now, God is hearkening. God is listening. God is waiting. God is ready. Give expression. Lift up your voice and take advantage right now. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are connected. Speak unto the Lord. This is your hour of opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. Be intense. Be fervent. Be focused. Do it with faith. Now lift up your voice and begin to thank God. Lift up your hands to him. Magnify his name. Glorify his name. God has hearkened and God has answered. Give him thanks and praise. Father, we thank you and we praise you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Again this morning, it is testimony time. Let's give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise. Now, please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. Number one, supernatural turnaround. For 2.5 years, I was financially unstable, and I had so much worries. However, my children invited me to this commission. I joined fully in 2018 and gave my life to Christ. Thereafter, I engaged in all prophetic instructions from Bishop David Oyedepo and engaged vigorously in soul winning and praying kingdom advancement prayers. I opened my house for self-fellowship and suddenly God showed up. A big hand for the Lord. God blessed me with a Jeep after using my old car for 12 years. My house that was not presentable to visitors was totally changed with new luxury furnitures. God also gave me victory over death. Also, in 6 months, my first daughter got 3 new jobs, and she has settled with the best of them. A bigger hand for the Lord. My second daughter graduated from Covenant University via David Oyedepo Scholarship. She graduated in first class. If you are celebrating Jesus, we can make it bigger. She graduated with first class and served with the best manufacturing company in Nigeria and was employed. I stood in the gap for my first daughter in marriage, and God has confirmed my prayers. Today, my business is booming. I give God all the glory. And the testifier is Abosede Ogunkoya. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Number 2, Kingdom Advancement Endeavors, the best business deal for life. I graduated from the university in 2015 and rounded up my NYSC in 2016. Ever since then, finding a job has been frustrating to the point of depression that I attempted suicide but was rescued. I then started a clothing business. And when Operation 615 kicked off, Papa said, "Some of you that are called jobless just need to engage with your heart, even for a day, and you'll be rewarded the next day." Those words kept playing in my head over time. So the first 3 days, I engaged both in morning and evening soul winning endeavors, engaged both in fasting and prayer, and boom, that was it. I got my first million naira contract that same week. The job went smoothly. I was delivered on time within 2 weeks. I am still engaging, and more hundreds of thousands of naira contracts are just flowing in without me hustling for them. A big hand for Jesus. My fashion business is only a year in operation, and see how God is blessing me. Hallelujah. Indeed, serving God pays more than any other business in life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for the grace to serve. And the testifier is you, divine. Please join me, rise to your feet, and together let's give Jesus the biggest clap offering for these amazing testimonies.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to heaven this morning and let's give glory to God for the privilege and the blessing of being in his presence this morning to learn at his feet, give him thanks, give him praise, celebrate him from the depth of your heart, give him the glory due unto his name, thank him for the answers he has given to our prayers this morning, that we have not called upon him in vain, we have not prayed into storage, but that God has heard us and granted all of our petitions. Give him the glory, give him the honor, give adoration to him, celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Thank him also for the testimonies we have heard. These are the mighty doings of the Lord. Let's give him the praise. Our Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of adoration. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. And blessed be your name. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. We have come, Lord, for an encounter with you today. Early in the morning, they came to hear his word. Lord, is your voice that we have come to hear today. Speak to us today. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, this morning we have come with gratitude in our hearts, thanking you for the testimonies we have heard. They are your doings and they are marvelous in our eyes. Thank you for the answer you have given to our prayers. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you. Speak to us today by your word. Let your word transform each one of us. We give you the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believes, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. We began looking yesterday at this line of exhortations entitled Wonders of Partnership with God. Wonders of Partnership with God. We came to recognize that when we are on the go for the advancement of the kingdom, whether on the prayer altar or in soul winning, we commit God to establish partnership with us. He said, Jesus told the disciples in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And verse 20, they went everywhere preaching, the Lord also working with them, confirming the word with signs following. As they went in obedience, God partnered with them. So partnership is established on the basis of our engagement in advancement of the kingdom of God. When we engage in obedience, advancing God's kingdom, God establishes partnership with us. But this partnership must be sustained if the benefits will be maintained. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 45 and verse 46, the Bible makes us to understand there, it says, who then is a faithful and a wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? It says, blessed is that servant whom when his Lord cometh shall find him so doing. So the blessing of partnership with God is maintained when our engagement is sustained. The more committed we are to sustaining our engagement, the more we experience God maintaining partnership with us. And there is no one that God partners with that is not decorated. God's backing and God's partnership makes the difference in anyone's adventure. Romans chapter 8 and verse 31, if God be for us, who can be against us? The backing of God means that there is no force that can confront you successfully. Every time you find a man or woman backed by God, that individual is unstoppable in life. I see that becoming your own experience in the name of Jesus. The backing of God will never depart from you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this morning in particular, we are looking at this point. That partnership with Christ changes the story of believers from glory to glory. Partnership with Christ changes the story of believers from glory to glory. According to Scripture, we discover that God's intention is that everyone that is a child of God continues to experience change of level and change of story. In Proverbs 4, verse 18, the path of the just is like a shining light that shines more and more to the perfect day. In more specific terms, 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us that we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. So the lifestyle of the believer is ordained to be continuously moving from one dimension of glory to the other. But we discover that this glory change, this glory dimension change takes place as you and I partner with God. The Bible tells us very clearly in the book of Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, it says, he that winneth souls is wise. And in Proverbs 3 verse 35, it said, the wise shall inherit glory. So the more committed we are to engaging on the harvest field, the more access we have to the glory of God. And glory is in weights. If you are going to move from one dimension of glory to the other, there is a demand for continuity in spiritual engagement. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of 2 Corinthians
chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. 17 in particular, it says there to us, it says that the light, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. In other words, every engagement that you and I take part in, it may look like it is at a cost. It may look like it is an affliction, but it is working for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. So we change dimension in glory by changing dimension in engagement. The more we sustain our engagement, the more we attain his glory. The glory of God continues to move from one dimension to the other in our lives. I see that becoming somebody's experience here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the example of Solomon in scriptures. Solomon was in partnership with God in advancing the kingdom, and he emerged as the greatest king of his days. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 down to verse 12, we have Solomon's engagement with God. It says Solomon loved the Lord, and then he sacrificed in verse 4 1,000 burnt offering as a demonstration of his love and affection for God. And God came down and asked a simple question: Solomon, what is it that you want? What do you desire? Solomon said, there's nobody who can take responsibility for these great people that you have given. He said, just give me a wise and understanding heart that I may be able to do the assignment you have given to me. And God said, Solomon, you mean you did not ask for riches? You didn't ask for the life of your enemies? And then God bellowed on him a blessing, and that blessing distinguished him supernaturally. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29, all the way down to verse 34, we have the manifestation of that blessing on Solomon. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that was by the seashore. And the Bible begins to explain the dimension of Solomon's wisdom. And the wisdom of Solomon excelled all of the children of the east country and the wisdom of Egypt. It says he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, than Heman, than Chalcol, than Dada, the sons of Mahol. And his fame was in all the nations round about. By reason of his engagement with God, Solomon just stepped into an unusual dimension of greatness, where the man as an individual was being compared to nations. The wisdom of Solomon was greater than all of the east country, greater than all of Egypt. And then all the big wigs of his generation, none of them could be compared to him in wisdom. He overtook his generation by simply advancing the kingdom of God. You see, the truth is this. For any one of us, we must understand that God is no respecter of persons. If he accelerated the destiny of Solomon by engagement in advancing the kingdom of God, by his commitment to seeing God's purpose fulfilled on the earth, then there is no life that would remain stagnant pushing the kingdom forward. When the kingdom is advanced by any destiny, that destiny cannot regress. You find out that progress and advancement remains your experience. That will be yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. It's important to know that everyone committed to turning many to righteousness ends up a star. That's God's ordination. Everyone committed to turning many to righteousness ends up a star. According to scriptures in Revelation 22 and verse 16, Jesus is called the bright and the morning star. And we are told in John 17 and verse 18, Jesus said, as my Father sent me, so send I you. So if Jesus was sent a star, then you and I are sent as stars. That means that we are ordained to shine. Say with me, I'm ordained to shine. In Matthew chapter 5, the Bible makes it very clear to us, beginning from verse 13 all the way down to verse 16. It says to us there, it said, you are the light of the world. You are a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. You are the salt of the earth. He said, let your works therefore continue to shine forth so that men will see your good works. Let your light shine so that men will see your good works and glorify your Father that is in heaven. So God makes it clear that we are ordained to shine. But that shining takes place by turning many to righteousness. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. He said, those that are wise will shine as the firmament. Who are the wise? He that winneth souls is wise. It says, and he that turns many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So the star in us rises when we begin to engage in advancing the kingdom of God. I want you to understand, therefore, your destiny of glory is at the mercy of your engagement in the advancement of the kingdom of God. Your destiny of glory. You are ordained with a glorious destiny. That means your destiny is ordained to glow, to shine. But for that to take place, advancing the kingdom of God is an absolute necessity. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and verse 30. It says, who he did predestinate, them he also did call. Those that he called, he also justified. Those that he justified, he also glorified. Every ordained, every redeemed child of God is ordained to be glorified. That means we are ordained to shine. You are ordained to glow to your world. But that becomes a reality as you commit yourself to advancing God's kingdom. Like each one of us, therefore, to recognize that taking advantage of every kingdom advancement opportunity is accelerating your destiny into realms of glory. I see each one of us today receiving grace to take advantage of every opportunity in order to see the glory of God manifested upon our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you begin to shine, there is nothing that can cover you. Nothing can cover you. He said, you don't light a candle and put it under a bushel. It is naturally positioned on the lampstand. It means that as you begin to engage, there's nothing that will keep your glory covered. The glory of God will begin to shine to your generation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it, say a louder amen. Amen. I say you believe it, say a louder amen. Amen. What that means, therefore, is that take advantage and partner with Jesus. Engage, taking advantage of every opportunity. In this prophetic season, we have such a great opportunity to stand on the altar of prayer and dive into the harvest field. There is no one that cannot play a part. There's a part for each one to play. As you do so in secret, God who sees you in secret will decorate you openly. Shall we rise on our feet this morning and receive grace from God? Lord, I receive grace from you to engage effectively in partnering for the advancement of your kingdom. I receive grace. I receive grace. Lift your voice and take that grace from God this morning. Take that grace from God this morning. Take that grace from God this morning. My Father, my God, I receive grace. Grace, O Lord. Grace, O Lord. To engage effectively, partnering in the advancement of your kingdom. I receive that grace. I know my change of story is tied to my engagement. I know my attainment of your glory is tied to my engagement. I know the shining of my star is tied to my engagement. Therefore, today, Lord, I receive grace. 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 Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart and take grace from God. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart and take grace from God. Today, Lord, I receive grace. Grace to engage effectively in partnering for the advancement of your kingdom. Let that grace be made available for me. Let that grace be made available to me. Let that grace be made available for me. And let that grace be made available to me. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. You have asked him for grace this morning. That grace will continue to speak on your behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ. Today gives you another opportunity to dive in into this revival move. Engaging on the altar of prayer, going after the lost, and as you do, God will honor you in return. We have our flyers and our tracts that are available. They've been blessed and consecrated on Sunday. Therefore, pick up the copies you require and utilize them. Every one of them is a sickle of harvest, going on an assignment to a particular soul. As you engage with that understanding, I see each one of us returning with a bountiful harvest in the name of Jesus. And as you do, your blessings and your glory will begin to show forth to your entire world. Somebody believe it, say loud amen. I said, somebody believe it, say loud amen. So shall it be in Jesus' name. We're reminded also that the 3-day specialized Ruby course begins today. The new session begins today. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. So all of those who are to be partakers of it, ensure that you are on ground on time to complete registration and so forth. The Wobi Complex registration will be taking place, and then the venues and so forth for the classes will be told to us at that time. And then we ensure we are in the classes at the designated time and be blessed in the name of Jesus. So beginning from about 8 o'clock, registration begins now. Registration begins right now for those who are yet to register, and then you'll be told exactly where each class is going to be holding in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Speak to the day right now. Make your decree. Make your declaration. Speak to it right now. Speak to it right now. From the depth of your heart, make your decree. Make your decree concerning the day. Make your decree concerning the day. Speak to the day right now from the depth of your heart. Make your decrees. Make your declaration. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have declared. Every decree you have made answers for you speedily in the name of Jesus. This day is declared a day of blessing. In Jesus' precious name. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Point of correction, please. The Wobi registration will take place here. It takes place here at the Youth Chapel. So let's take note of that. It will take place here at the Youth Chapel. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. What eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.